Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Aleknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Rosemary Alexander, the proud owner of four border collies and three pups about to go to new homes. This week on AK, puppy love. Dogs are an important part of life in Alaska. They're revered as great athletes and celebrated as trusty companions. And when Bethel reporter Mark Earhart moved to the state recently, he had no trouble jumping on the dog-loving bandwagon. He eagerly anticipated owning his first dog and a few months ago brought home an adorable sled dog puppy. We'll let him take the story from there.
So I got a sled dog, an Alaskan husky, and I named him Otis.
Where are you going? What are you doing in the back seat? Otis, come on. Come on. Outside, come on. Yep. Good dog.
As we get out of the car, his ears perk up. He runs straight for the sound of the howls. This is where Otis was born, in a doghouse surrounded by 15 or so other canines that know nothing else but to eat, sleep, and run. That's Big Girl, Otis's sister. Contrary to her name, she's not so big, but man, is she fierce. She's the only one of Otis's siblings that didn't get adopted, and she eats a grown dog share here at the yard. And that's my boy Otis. He's bigger than his sister, lean and lanky, with the sweetest big brown eyes you can imagine. He doesn't have Big Girl's attitude, but he will take it to her when he needs to. I'm at the dog yard filling in for my friend, a musher who's away for work. I just have to give the dog some food and water. The food I get from the shed and the water I get from a big metal rain receptacle. It was cold the night before, so there's a thick sheen of ice on the water. But the axe fixes that. I leave Otis and Big Girl howling, nipping and fighting in the pen, and go to feed the other dogs. Go back in time 1 month and our story is a little different. I was a new dog owner, and to say the least, I was a little melodramatic about waking up to whines and howls in the middle of the night.
Captain's log. It's just past 11 o'clock. P.M. Otis is asleep in his crate. I put the Mexican blanket I bought in Omaha, Nebraska for $5 over it so the light wouldn't creep in. Over and out.
I'd never really had a dog on my own before, and I was terrified I'd break him. Or I'd teach him wrong and he'd become a rebel who went number two under my covers. Or a miraculously smart dog who figured out how to use the toaster oven to heat up his treats and accidentally burn the house down. But that didn't happen, and slowly but surely we started to get used to each other, even began to like each other.
What are you sniffing, huh? What are you sniffing?
We started to do everything together, watching movies, playing with the ball, going out to look at stuff in the street and eating cold hot dogs. Otis would even watch me wash the dishes.
I think a piece of me really needed him so that I could love something, you know? Because I'm only 24 and I'm single and, you know, away from all my family and friends. And I've made new friends and a new family, but I think I just needed somebody to love, and he happens to be 8 pounds, salt and pepper hair, and really big front paws.
And hell, he even started listening to me.
Otis, sit. Sit. Good boy.
In my job as a news reporter, I go wherever the news is. My first weekend away from Otis was spent in Akiak, Alaska, covering an erosion disaster. I interviewed Mike Williams Sr., one of the most respected mushers in the state, at his dog yard. He's going to run his 15th Iditarod this year.
I just recently got a puppy myself. He's only 2 months old. Do you have any advice for me?
Take good care of him and feed him good and keep him exercised. You know, these dogs have been running for over.
Now flash forward to the present as I walk through the tundra grass with Otis and his sister, Big Girl. It's been only a little over a month, but I'm not scared of hurting him or training him poorly anymore.
Come on, guys, let's go for a walk.
I see him dart over frozen pools of water, tackling his sister, and I laugh. For AK, I'm Mark Earhart.